Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. Roy, we're on the air with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian. Again, we want to thank all our callers and listeners for joining our show again, and we're looking forward to a great night. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I'd like to talk about a little bit about divination tools tonight. One of the things I found really interesting is about the soul collages and how I began to learn about that through a friend, through a mentor, which is really interesting because this was right after we took the training in the sacred contracts about learning about our archetypes and how they work with us and work against us, just like an improv group, like almost like learning about movies and stuff like that, how you have different archetypes you work with and how you're playing that role in that scene, and then you begin to learn about how they influence our lives and how they help us in our lives. And then when we learned about soul collages, it almost became more real because now you're actually getting a visual. You're actually seeing the archetypes and helping you to overcome a lot of the barriers that are inside of your mind, which I think is very interesting in psychology. Is there anything you want to share about that, Roy?
Yeah, I just wanted to share that, we all hear that pictures are worth, 1,000 words.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so true, because with pictures you get more of a visualization. So, more messages are going to come from pictures. And this is what opens up the subconscious mind, and to find out, what the deepest, fears are, or, feelings that, the person that's, pulling these pictures out of, magazines or wherever they're getting these pictures from. And that is so interesting because, there's so many different energies out there. And another energy is, if anybody's ever heard of it, is called the Indian Cross, or so-called the Inca Cross. And in this cross, it was made by the Andean people, and they believed that there were different levels in this cross, and it opened up vortexes, and that this, a lot of information was pulled, from this cross or this vortex, and it is so interesting. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, it's very interesting, and it's almost like it, from what I was using it, when I was using it and asking questions, almost like it narrows down what you're really looking for in your answers, like, acknowledgement, awareness, spirituality, connection, love, passion. I mean, all those things that, you see in there is some of the things that you would say in affirmations, to your subconscious mind. And it seems like it just brings everything in alignment when you go into those higher frequencies, those higher dimensions, which is really interesting to me, how you can access that and get your answers that way.
And that's so true, so true. And we do know that there is different parallels, different dimensions, different frequencies, all these and above, We just have to learn how to access these. And also in this Andean cross, there are different numbers. These are sacred geometry. There's a vortex in them, the different levels, and all above, it's really interesting. And tonight we're going to let our callers you know, ask some questions, and we're going to get these answers from the Andean Cross tonight.
Okay.
We do have some
of the callers.
Yeah. Let's get started.
We've got a long time. Shall we start with the 253 area?
Now we have a 310. Let's go with that one first. They've been holding a little bit longer.
Okay, 310, you're on the air. You're buzzed in.
Hello. 310.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Alicia, and I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
Okay, and we welcome you to our show tonight. My name is Roy, and you're talking to me and Adrian, and do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes. My question is, I applied for a loan for my business, and I was wondering if I'm going to get that loan.
So you're seeking to start your own business, or are you expanding on your business?
Well, actually, I own my own business, and I'm trying to expand a little bit, but I'm in a little bit of debt.
Okay. Let's see what the Andean Cross has to say for you. Mainly right now what it's saying that you have to be more in the present and to, you know, open up your awareness of, of these energies, you know, that are holding you back, you know, from opening up to that and being in the present. Has your mind been sort of scattered on this?
Yes, because I'm in so much debt right now. I haven't even paid my rent. Well, my rent check bounced, and my accounts are like negative $500. So I'm like, yeah, I've been all over the place. I'm stressed out, and I'm very worried.
Adrian, what are you picking up from this message from present and awareness?
Well, she needs to recognize what's going on in her life, which is the present. And her awareness is she needs to open up her awareness so that more prosperity can come in. It sounds like she has a lot of blockages in her aura, in her energy field. Usually it starts from the bottom of your feet, and then it flows up through your crown chakra. And any time when those are closed off, a lot of it has to do with our connection. And what falls underneath connection, Roy, on the board?
Okay, on the connection, that's followed with the expression.
Okay, so there's something that she needs to express as far as with a connection. Maybe she needs to reconnect with the source. She needs to connect more with the higher angels, asking them for more help, realizing that she can't do it on her own, that, you know, we do have guides and angels that are with us, and they do help us through hard times, and allowing people to come into our lives and help us as well. So, you know, rather than being the giver, she needs to be the receiver. So she needs maybe a crystal that will help her to receive more prosperity, more money, you know, maybe some kind of object or something that would help her.
My guides are telling me also that she needs to, with these expressions, she needs to do more meditation and mantras than, you know, daily.
Absolutely.
So that it could bring her more into alignment.
And this will help the flow.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you getting all this information that we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you feel about this?
I mean, I have been meditating. I have been praying. I've asked my guides. I have crystals by my bed.
Right.
I'm actually holding one now.
Have you ever tried soul collages?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever done a soul collage?
A soul collage?
Mm-hmm.
No. What is that?
Brad, did you want to explain what a soul collage is and what book she needs to get to read on that?
Okay. I don't have the book available right now with me, Aitra.
Do you remember the name of the book?
Just one second. Let me see if I can locate that for
you. Okay.
Real quick.
Kind of think of this book as a manual, you know, to helping for your soul to express. And it will also help the balancing your left and your right brain, which will help you to allow you to work more with your archetypes instead of your archetypes working against you, because right now they're all working against you. And the not because you've been a bad person, it's just because you don't really quite know how to work with them yet, which is why they're not working with you. See, we get wrapped up into the mundane, and we forget how to work with our guides and our angels and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times they don't help us because we don't know how to work with them. That's why they have this book. It's called the another book I recommend is called The Sacred Contracts by Carolyn Mies. Have you read that book?
No.
That's another book that you want to get because it's going to teach you how to work with your contracts, your
mm-hmm.
soul contracts.
Well, what's the name of that book again? I'm sorry.
It's called The Sacred Contracts by Carolyn Mies. That's another manual I recommend for you to get.
Okay, I'm not able to find that book for right now. So main thing is you need to...
I think it was by Sharon Frost.
Yeah, Sharon Frost.
Yeah, Sharon Frost. Called Soul Collages by Sharon Frost.
Okay.
That's another book we want you to get. And how it works is basically if you have a magazine in your home, and if you collect magazines, every magazine that you look at is an archetype that works with you. And so basically what you do, you go through the magazine, you think of your question. Like, for an example, say, how do I overcome getting out of debt? What has caused me to get in debt? You know, questions like that. How do I overcome this obstacle? And so basically when you pull a soul collage, you rip out the magazine, the pictures, and whatever it means to you, you pull it out, and now you're acknowledging and you're expressing, and you're looking at the problem, and you're bringing it out into the open. And what you're doing is you're accessing those dimensions, and you're
mm-hmm.
allowing those dimensions to come more into your matrix, more into your reality.
Mm-hmm.
And they start manifesting, and they start activating. And when they start activating, it's almost like everything in your life just becomes more easy, it becomes more in alignment, and it comes more in order, because right now your energy is very scattered. So that's why you feel like your life is a mess right now. You feel like, oh, I feel so scattered. I feel like I can't concentrate. I feel like I'm in debt, and I'm always going to be in debt. And once you start working with those archetypes, I guarantee you will not feel that way anymore. You will feel more focused. You will feel like things are manifesting for you. And you'll start working with those archetypes. And that's all it is. You just rip it out. You cut out the pictures. You paste them to a white paper, and you paste them. And basically, you look at those pictures, and you start talking to them. you start speaking them, and it's almost like they say a story. It's like the tarot, but it's a little bit different.
Okay.
But you're working with different, several different archetypes, whatever it means to you.
Okay.
Okay.
And basically, what they are, they're just barriers that you've put up ever since you were a child.
We need to move on to the next person now.
All right. Well, thank you.
We thank you for calling, and we appreciate your calls. And let us know, you know, how things turn out for you. And let's go ahead with the next caller now, Adrian, from the 253 area.
Okay.
Hello?
253 area, you're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
And what's your name, please?
Yeah, it's Kara.
And where are you from?
I'm living in Washington State.
Okay, and do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes. Okay, long story short, I had a pretty relationship, and then I got pregnant, and then the father got really scared, and now the baby's 8 months, and the father has come closer, but he's still not there yet. So I'm wondering how, what can I do to help him, and kind of, he got really angry at me. And I think he's tried to forgive me, but as I mean he's still not with us. He's still not with us. He's still scared. He's still not come to terms completely with the situation. And even though he's closer, he's not with us. So see what you can advise me.
Okay. What I'm getting right now is again we're using the Andean cross to get this information for you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And what the message that I'm receiving is love and happiness. And Adrian, what are you getting from those messages?
Well, first she has to learn to receive love and give love. And then she also has to find what makes her happy when it comes to love, and basically in relationship, like she has to learn how to love herself. She has to learn how to love others, and then on the other hand, she also has she has to learn what makes her happy. So when she learns what makes her happy, she'll begin to learn how to love. She'll open up her heart chakra. So anything can make you happy in life, you know, whether it's money, your job, friends, family, people that bring joy into your life is what makes you happy. So if you're around a lot of people that make you happy, then you're going to learn to bring in that love flow, which is kind of preventing you from having a bad relationship or having a flaw of love in your life.
I'm sorry,
so
I didn't get what you
were talking about.
What is preventing that to come?
Basically, what's making you happy?
Mm-hmm.
Finding out what makes you happy.
Yeah.
Because that allows the flow of love to come into your life.
Okay. I thought that, I mean, like being with him will make me, like I'm happy on my own, but being with him will complete that.
Well, if he makes you happy, then that will bring in the flow of love. So what you need to do is, do you have any pictures of him?
Yes.
You can queue up on your wall?
Mm-hmm.
So what you need to do is you need to find out, you know, meditate on the picture. Or look at the picture and think about what makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
And if that makes you happy, then that flow of love will come into your life.
Oh, okay.
The second message that comes from the Andean cross is present and awareness.
So once you start living in the present, your awareness will open up to the possibilities of love.
What does present mean?
To me or?
Well, to Adrian.
Living in the now.
Okay. So a lot of it is letting go of the past.
Mm-hmm.
And live more in the now. And being more,
you will open
you
up
know,
your spiritual awareness.
Yeah.
Your awareness of love. Your awareness
and
of happiness.
Once you do that, then you'll see that love and happiness, it'll start, you know, coming to you at a lot, you know, faster rate. You know, you'll start expressing a lot more of this love.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you've been holding on to a lot of things that didn't work for you in the past. And
okay.
How do you feel about that?
That holding a lot of things that didn't work for me in the past. I have to think about it because, I mean, this is a completely different situation because I have a baby. So it's, I'm trying to, like, work it out in a way that now my life changed completely. And so maybe the way that I deal with the father, I guess, is something that I have to think about, how if I'm acting similar to what I was acting before and in some situations
that
didn't
work.
Yeah,
you have to think about what's affecting you from the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. True.
So don't come into the present.
Okay.
So, you know, these are the messages that are coming from the cross, you know. These are, you know, from a higher source, and these are the messages that are coming to you, you know, to help you so
right.
that you can, you know, live, you know, more of love, more of happiness, you know.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
to, you know, so that you can bring more of that. The main thing is, you know, living more of the now,
mm-hmm.
being more in the present, you know.
Okay.
And that's difficult for, you know, a lot of people because they keep holding on to, you know, things, you know, they start looking back, you know, into their lives, you know, when, especially if somebody hurts you or says something, you know, we have to learn how to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
Not only forgive them, but to forgive ourselves, you know, for holding on to those feelings.
True.
But we want to go ahead and we do have other callers, so we need to move on to the next caller now.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us tonight, and let us know how this turns out for you. Let's go with the next caller from the 512 area, Adrian.
Okay, 512 area. Looks like 512 area is gone.
Okay.
Oh, there it is. 512 area. You're on the air.
Yes, hi.
Hi, and what's your name, please?
Renee.
And where are you from?
Texas.
And do you have a question for me and Agent tonight?
Well, I guess I'll go with, I would like to move, not too far away, just like an hour and a half away, for various reasons, mainly because I'm just too heartbroken in this town, and I want to know if a move is, the right, you know, a move to a new town, where I do have family and friends, if that's the right way to go.
Okay, if you do move, will you be moving closer to family and friends?
No, I mean, I live in a town that I grew up in, and so the majority of my family is here.
Okay, so you'll be moving away from a lot of people
that
you know.
Yeah, but I mean, I do have family where I'm going to move to.
Okay.
where I would like to move to.
Okay.
Again, we're doing these messages from the Andean Cross. So let's go ahead and see what the cross has for you. And the first message that's coming from it is connections and expression. Adrian, what are you getting from that?
Well, Roy, I'm getting that she has a very strong connection with her expression. So I'm kind of getting that she needs there's something in that she wants, that she needs to express more. Maybe it has to do with a hobby. Maybe it has to do with knowledge that she knows. Something that she has to share with people, which will help her to reconnect with Source. And the more she expresses, the more she'll reconnect. And that will bring in her, whatever her desires that she needs. And I feel like that's also part of one of her sacred contracts is expression.
I'm getting also that the reason that she wants to pull away from, you know, the where she was at into a new environment,
mm-hmm.
this will help her to be more connected also.
Mm-hmm.
So that she could express and do the things that, you know, she feels that
that she desires.
Know, that she desires, you know, it would, it's almost like a flower, you know, where it blossoms, you know, and it's going to help her to, you know, open up them leaves, you know, open up that flower, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you're restricted where you're at now?
Yes, I feel suppressed, oppressed, depressed.
Right.
I never fit in here when I was growing up in this town, and when I moved back 7 years ago, well, now I'm certain I don't fit in. And
right.
I just, people I grew up with that I thought were my closest friends, and they just turn out to break my heart. Every turn I make, someone hurts me. So, I mean, it's
yeah.
just, I need a new environment. I don't want my son to grow up in this environment.
Have you ever had dreams and seen yourself moving?
No, I mean, I've moved a lot. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
you know, when I was younger, but lately I hadn't been able to remember my dreams.
Okay. Because I'm getting that this is something that's been, you know, calling at you for a long time.
Yes.
You know, that's why you have such a, you know, huge desire to, you know, start, you know, somewhere else, you know. It'll almost be like a new beginning for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
so,
good. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds positive. Sounds like I should
yeah.
think about making the move.
Right. Because,
okay.
all, you know, change is good. And, you know,
well, the majority of it.
and what sign are you?
Virgo, Leo, cusp.
Okay. And Adrian, what are you getting from that?
She's a Virgo, Leo, cusp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're on the cusp of a Leo then.
Yes, my birthday's August 25th.
Oh, okay. So I'm getting that as a Virgo, you like things very, you like hard tasks, you know, like things that are very explanatory to you, but you like things in order in your life, and you're a hard worker, you work hard for what you get. So I'm getting the task that the gods are putting you on is a very hard task, but you're going to feel rewarded at the end of, you know, when you get there because that's what you chose. You know, you wanted the challenge, and that's what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this is just a little too much. This challenge I chose, Surviving heartbreak at every corner, every turn I make, this one's tough.
Yeah, it will be. And that's why you need to work with your archetypes more. Did you want to explain to her, Roy, about the archetypes and the soul collages?
Well, what's interesting about the archetypes is that we don't work alone. That we, before we came into this reality, we all signed sacred contracts, and we were assigned different archetypes with us. These are our strengths. They could either work for us or they could work against us. Main thing is learning how to deal with these archetypes. Who are they? You know, how can they help me? You know, what can they do for me? Or, you know, how will they work against me if I, you know, choose to not have them help me?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and this is how these archetypes are. And archetypes can be just about anything. A good example.
It could even be an object.
Yeah, it could be an object. It could be a character in a movie. One of my archetypes was the Hulk. In the movie The Hulk.
So yeah. Wonder Woman. Could
Wonder
be mine.
Woman. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it could be anything you want it to be.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to do a little research.
Did you ever visualize yourself as being Wonder Woman?
Oh, sure.
You know, when
it comes from your inner child.
Yeah,
when I was a little girl, I used to tie a towel around my neck and a headband on my forehead and run up and down our little dirt road thinking I was Wonder Woman.
And that is so interesting because whatever, you know, as the mind of a child, you know, we were opening up and connecting with these archetypes and didn't realize it.
Okay.
Do you believe in hypnosis?
I do. I've never been hypnotized, but I do believe.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a hypnotist on stage?
No, I haven't.
Do you want to explain, Roy, about that?
You know, this is interesting. First of all, me and my son are both hypnotists. We're both stage hypnotists and hypnotherapists. And everyone has been hypnotized. We're just all programmed to say that we don't believe in it or we'd want to accept that. But hypnosis is when you watch television or you're driving a car, you're going into a trance, you know. When somebody has your undivided attention, you're in a trance. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So hypnosis is working all the time. We just don't realize it.
Okay.
It's real.
It's real.
Oh, I believe it is.
It is real.
It's very real.
So what? And how do I implement hypnosis in my life?
You need to have a mind of a child, and you need to have an
open mind.
Like Roy said, expression.
Yeah, expression.
You know, that is your connection to the higher consciousness. You know, when you start working with archetypes and soul collages, you start getting in touch with your inner child, and that's pretty much what manifests in your life.
Would you consider yourself an open-minded person?
Oh, absolutely.
As long as you're open-minded, then you're open to just about everything.
I couldn't explain everything about soul collages, but I can tell you it is a very powerful tool, just like the ink across, just like the tarot, just like any other divination tool. But I can honestly say, since I've learned about soul collages and the ink across, it's been very, very powerful, those dimensions.
Okay.
And I want to introduce you to the books, and it's by Susan Frost. And okay. I want you to get that book, and I want you to read it, and I want you to read, start working with your archetypes and read The Sacred Contracts by Susan Gregg.
Okay, hang on. Susan Gregg?
Uh-huh. And Carolyn Mice. I want you to get Carolyn Mice, Sacred Contracts.
Uh-huh.
And Susan Gregg.
And Susan Gregg also works with the archetypes, but she works with the Ascended Masters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the different gods. You got to learn about those. You got to learn about your sacred contract. You got to learn about your purpose in life. You got to learn more about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're here. And that's the first thing Jesus is going to ask us all when he returns, is he's going to ask, what have you learned in your life about yourself? What have you learned about yourself?
Okay.
You know, that's the most important thing, is to know more about yourself, because, I mean, if a psychic knows you more than you know yourself, then you know there's something wrong.
Yeah.
But deep down, everything that a psychic says, you already know. Because all
yeah,
it is,
I mean, it's
is
just
like a mirror image. Yeah.
All it is confirmation.
Yeah, it's
mm-hmm.
just a confirmation. Everything that we told you tonight, you've already known. Deep down,
yeah,
you know,
it just wanted
your
confirmation. You're right.
A lot of confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Because the soul knows. That's why the soul is full of knowledge and it's full of knowing.
Okay.
It's all about expression and connection, just like the, you know, the intro process,
well,
you know.
The expression, I mean, is expression, verbal expression, expression through art, I mean, what?
It can be any kind of expression that's going to help you to be more in alignment.
Anything that brings you happiness.
That's right.
Okay.
What's going to help you to be more grounded? What's going to help you to be more in alignment? What's going to help you to be more in oneness?
See, when I feel sad, I listen to music. I listen to instrumental music.
Right.
Or I start playing the piano. That makes me happy. That brings me happiness and peace. And I don't know what it is about music, but there's something about music that's just so beautiful. And it brings so much light into your aura, into your spirit, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I mean, when I feel down and depressed, that's the first thing that I do.
Okay.
Just
and these are, you know, these are the messages, you know, that we, you know, we're just the messages. So we're just, you know, telling you what we're getting from a higher source, you know,
mm-hmm.
to help you and to, you know, to bring you this happiness and this, you know, and to be more, you know, connected and to be, you know, so that you can express, you know, this, these energies, you know, that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the main thing what Roy is saying is don't live in fear.
No.
Or things that you don't understand.
Yeah.
Try to open up your mind to all possibilities.
Yeah.
Well, that's not...
See, that's the whole thing that's depressing you is fear.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's not understanding people's actions.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Exactly.
And I guess I just let it go.
Just
let
it go.
That's what's killing us all.
Yeah.
Wait, what now?
That's what's killing us all is fear.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But not only that, but being in the now, being in the present time,
uh-huh.
being more, you know, aware of what's going on around us.
See, when the shit hits the fan, everyone's going to live in fear. I don't care who it is.
Yeah. I mean,
because
look what's going
the system,
on.
You know.
Around the
Once
world
the
right now.
The system's no good anymore. Everybody's going to live in fear.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I need to let go and just live in the now and
yeah.
work,
work on expression and connection.
And being more connected to source.
Mm-hmm.
And what is
connected? That's why you hear more and more about suicides.
Yeah.
My best friend, I grew up with,
can't handle the fear.
Yeah. I just had a best friend kill himself last month.
Wow.
Yeah.
We just lost a member in our family through suicide.
My brother.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, there's a lot of things I don't understand, that being one of them.
You know, we sympathize with you also, and again, you know, we send our unconditional love to you and all our callers and whoever that we can help, you know, in any way.
Thank y'all very much.
You are so welcome.
Thank you.
And you have a great night. Let's go ahead and see if we can get one more caller in.
Good night.
Okay.
Have a good
night.
Caller.
Hello. Let's go to the next caller from the 661 area. What an interesting number. Hello.
661, are you there? Better go to the next caller, I think.
Okay, that one dropped. Let's go to the 203.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Norma. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Okay, let me first of all tell you that we're really almost out of time, so if we're cut off, that means that, you know, we run out of time, so we'll go ahead and answer the best way we can. So what's your question?
Okay, health. I would like to see if you could get anything on my health. And also I had a dream about a turtle in a tank. I don't know if you can interpret dreams. And I didn't really fully understand what that dream is all about.
Okay. The first message is I'm getting is present and awareness. What are you getting about her health, Adrian?
Well, her health has a lot to do with her dream. Somehow there's a connection there since she brings up her health.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of anxiety that she's experiencing, a lot of worries that's gone on in her head. If she learns to live in the present, then her anxiety won't be so severe, would have to do with her emotions, because she's experiencing a lot of trauma in her dreams, almost feeling like she's a victim, almost feeling like she's a terrorist, and you know, and she's ready to explode. And that's one of the reasons why she's feeling this way, Roy. She's going through a lot of worries right now, a lot of stress.
Correct.
And what are you doing? Are you doing anything to help reduce her stress? Are you doing any kind of meditation? Are you doing any
I pray.
Kind of...
I pray a lot, but sometimes I feel lost in my prayers.
Would you consider yourself a religious person or a spiritual person?
Spiritual person.
Okay. Because my guides are telling me that, do you believe in blessings?
Yes.
Now, do you know somebody that can give you a blessing?
No.
You don't know anyone that could do that?
Because
no. This would be something that can help you a lot.
And she also needs to acknowledge something, Roy. Is there something that you feel like she needs to acknowledge? That's why these dreams, these vivid dreams keep coming to her, that the angels want her to acknowledge?
You're asking me or you're asking the other person?
I'm asking, like, what do you feel that you have to acknowledge?
What are you holding on to? You're holding on to something.
Like, what are your fears?
My fear is my losing my grandchildren to the system or my family to the system. That's my biggest fear. You know, it's like a revolving door. You know,
like you feel like the like you're the victim or something. I do feel
as if I'm the victim, but I also feel as if my grandchildren are also innocent victims in whatever the circumstances